I'm going to continue on with the passion history of our Lord using the new book from the Evangelical Heritage Version, The Teachings, Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ. This picks it up after at least the Passover celebration with Jesus' disciples, now to the institution of his own new supper. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. When he had blessed it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." They all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sins." Dear children, I am going to be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another. Just as I have loved you, so also you are to love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now?" Then Jesus said to them, "This night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." But Peter answered him, "Even if all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." The Lord said, "Simon, Simon, pay attention. Satan has asked to have all of you, so that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers." He said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. I will lay down my life for you." But Jesus replied, "Will you really lay down your life for me, Peter? Amen, amen, I tell you, tonight, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will have denied me three times that you even know me." But Peter kept saying emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same thing. He said to them, "When I sent you out without money bag, traveler's bag, and sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they said. Then he told them, "But now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a traveler's bag. And let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, 'He was counted with transgressors.' Indeed, what's written about me is going to have its fulfillment." They said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." He said to them, "That is enough. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, so that you may also be where I am. You know where I am going, and you know the way." "Lord, we don't know where you are going," Thomas replied, "so how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you would also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." "Lord," said Philip, "show us the Father, and that is enough for us." "Have I been with you so long," Jesus answered, "and you still do not know me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I am telling you, I am not speaking on my own, but the Father who remains in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I tell you, the one who believes in me will do the works that I am doing, And he will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, hold on to my commands. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is a spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. You know him because he stays with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will see me no longer, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The one who has my commands and holds on to them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and show myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will hold on to my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The one who does not love me does not hold on to my words. The word that you are hearing is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have told you these things while staying with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. I will not speak with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I want the world to know that I love the Father and that I am doing exactly what the Father has instructed me. Get up. Let's leave this place. After they sang a hymn, Jesus left and went out to the Mount of Olives, as was his custom, and his disciples followed him. This ends the second portion of our Lord's Passion history, the seasonal response again from the bulletin. All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. By his wounds we are healed. We'll continue with our next hymn.